This is not the Noah Show.
Welcome to our second episode of This is Not the Noah Show. Welcome to everyone listening to Falafel Frequencies. This is our second episode of our soft launch for the radio station. My name is Noha Muhammad. I'm the founder of Falafel Frequencies and a radio journalist. Thank you for tuning in to Falafel Frequencies and being one of our pioneering listeners and supporters. Let me quickly introduce Falafel Frequencies. So, first of all, starting with the name. So, we wanted to come up with a name that was perfect, the perfect embodiment of a hybrid Arab identity that is something that includes words in English and in Arabic, but would be understood universally, and especially understood that it's an audio-oriented platform. We're planning to grow beyond audio, so stay tuned for developments as they happen. And you can do that by following us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Falafel Frequencies, and on Twitter at Fal Frequencies. I'll tell you a bit more about our vision for the radio station and our shows, but first, let's listen to our first song of the night, then come back and chat some more. This is Effa by Jara.
This is not the Noah Show.
This is not the Noah Show, and we're back again. This was Effa by Jara. Let's play some music in the background here. All right, so our listeners, please interact with us over Instagram. You can DM us at Instagram at Falafel Frequencies. Music might be a bit loud. How is this? Tell me how it sounds to you. Okay, so Effa is a song by a Saudi Arabian rapper. Her name is Jara. Check her out on Spotify or wherever you get your music. So, Falafel Frequencies. I feel like the music is still loud. Tell me how that sounds to you. I'm still figuring out. This is why it's a soft launch, because it's a time to make mistakes. Okay, so Falafel Frequencies, just a little bit more about it. Our mission and vision are the following. We want to create a world where the Swana diaspora has a distinct voice. How are we going to do that? We're designing radio shows that are thought-provoking, shows that don't shy away from quote-unquote taboo topics, and what else? We're going to be bilingual, so our shows are going to be in English and Arabic, and perhaps even other languages, depending on the hosts that join us and the languages they speak, which reflects the languages of the diaspora. You can listen to us on our website, falafelfrequencies.com, and through there you could also download the Live 365 app, where you can listen on the go on your phone, or you can go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Live 365 app and look for Falafel Frequencies. The app is called Live 365. That is one word, Live, L-I-V-E 365. Okay, tonight we're going to be chatting about how Swana, or Southwest Asian and North African artists, seamlessly blend their heritage within the environments that they live in and operate in, creating unique, multi-hyphenate or hybrid identity music. So this is all fancy talk for we basically, as Arabs who live abroad, we are not fully Arab, nor fully British, or in my case, nor fully Canadian. And that is being reflected in our work, and of course in our music. For example, our next song is by a Moroccan French Canadian artist. Her name is Nadia Siddiqui and she goes by the stage name Le Bronze. I'm sorry for people who speak French. I don't really, so my accent might be off. In 2015, Le Bronze was nominated for her debut album under the same name, Le Bronze, and she was nominated for the Canadian Music Week Awards. After that, in 2016, Le Bronze did something exceptional as a way to express herself. She released a Derja Maghribi version of the famous Belgian singer Stromae's hit song, Formidable, under the title Formidable, or Ra'a in Arabic. The song is a perfect amalgamation of cultures, languages, and the Arab hybrid identity of the diaspora. This is Formidable. We are back. This was Formidable by Le Bronze, and this is...
This is not...
Not
the Noa Show.
This is not the Noa Show. All right. You are listening to Falafel Frequencies. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so happy to see that there's so many listeners tuning in already. Please send us your DMs on Instagram at Falafel Frequencies to tell us what you think of this episode so far. We've been on air for about 15-ish minutes. Tell me if everything sounds good to you. Tell me if you have any song requests as well. We happen to do that as well, you know. Okay, so follow us and DM us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, at Falafel Frequencies, except Twitter, it's Fal Frequencies. That's because Twitter restricts the number of characters, blah, blah, blah. Fal Frequencies on Twitter. Okay, so this song, as you heard, is, again, an amalgamation or a mix of Arabic and French by a French-Canadian Moroccan singer. And there are so many examples of how our identities collide as Arabs in the diaspora. There are Arabs incorporating other languages in their music or singing fully in other languages that are not Arabic, and there are non-Arabs who are also using Arabic words in their music. Let's listen to MC Solar's Modernidad just for fun, but see if you can spot the Arabic word in there. This is not the show on Falafel Frequencies.
Falafel Frequencies.
Again, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your stories on Instagram. And by stories, we mean actual stories, storytelling, that is, not like the digital stories. We want to hear about your stories as Arabs in the diaspora. How do you express your identity at work, in your art, in any other avenues? Send us your stories, send us your music, send us your way of expressing yourself as an Arab in the diaspora. I had actually planned for about half the episode to be done by now, which is funny because we're only 20 minutes in, so there might be some vamping at some point in there. You're not gonna know where it is because I'm a professional. Again, I am Noha Muhammad. I am the founder and one of the hosts and producers at Falafel Frequencies, and I'm a radio journalist, and that is why you are not gonna know where the vamping is.
This is not...
Not
the Noha Show.
Just in case you forgot, this is not the Noha Show. I have been looping this coming song over and over, and it's not a dancey song like Modernida, but I've been looping it and it's an amazing song and I just want to share it with you. And it has nothing to do with today's theme of Arab hybridity, but just a little taste for the type of music that Falafel Frequencies is gonna have. So the song is called Nomad by Bedouin Burger. Bedouin Burger is a jazz project by Lebanese musician Zayd Hamdan and Syrian singer Lynn Adib. Let's see if it's queued up here. It's ready. Okay, send us your ideas on Arab hybridity in the workplace. What kind of stuff did you have to do? Do you have to like code switch? Do you have to like hide your identity or like anything like that? Tell us your stories. Send them to us on Instagram as a private message at Falafel Frequencies. We're gonna listen to Nomad by Bedouin Burger, and I'll be right back.
Falafel Frequencies.
This was Nomad by Bedouin Burger. This next song goes out to end Somosur.
This is not
not the
Noah Show.
This is not the Noah Show. Thank you for tuning in. I see a lot of you are tuned in. Please send us your stories about how you express your hybrid Arab identity living in the West, quote unquote the West. This song that we just heard, listened to, is called Somosur by Anna Tijou and Shadia Mansour. Shadia Mansour is a Palestinian rapper, and Anna de Tijoux is a Chilean singer, and both of them, their music are very much a part of their activism and their advocacy towards other people, and in this song specifically, towards the global south. Somosur, we are the south, is about celebrating our identity, our identities as the Global South. Send us your song requests if you have any. I'm kind of running out of songs for tonight, so I might need your help. You can DM us on Instagram at Falafel Frequencies, or you know, Facebook. I don't know if you can DM us on TikTok. We might need to hire someone very young to take care of our TikTok. And where else? You can also tweet us. How do people tweet anymore? Do they X? Do they X now? I'm Xing on the internet. Like, I don't understand. Tweet us at Fal Frequencies or any other social media at Falafel Frequencies. Okay. I'd like to quickly highlight, actually, the music that's playing right now is the music created for Falafel Frequencies. It was exceptional work that we commissioned with an Algerian artist, actually. His name is... Okay, I don't have his name right now. I'm so sorry, I apologize, but I will find it and I will kill you. No, I'm kidding. I will find it and I'll let you guys know so you could perhaps follow his work. Okay. We're still talking about hybrid Arab identities in the diaspora. If you have anything to say about this topic, I would like to invite you to DM us on Instagram at Falafel Frequencies. I see already two requests have come through. I will get these prepared, but first, I'd like to tell you about one of the latest songs released that embody a collision of the East and West, and East and West again, and West and East, and it goes on and on. The song is called Good Torture by Saif Taliz. I'm sorry, this came out sounding wrong. Her name is Zev Daliza and Eliana. As you may already know, Eliana is a Chilean Palestinian singer and songwriter who's taken the world by storm with her pop songs that skillfully mix Arabic and English together, to the point where her tours have been selling out. Her debut tour, in fact, in North America sold out. By the way, Eliana is also going to be performing in London on May 6th. But unfortunately, I'm sorry, people who are tuning in from Canada, she's not visiting soon. But unfortunately, people in London, you can't even get tickets because, again, she has sold out. Now, Sevdaliza, on the other hand, is an Iranian Dutch singer and songwriter. I've been following her since 2016 because the first time I listened to her music and I saw her videos, I was like, ooh, this is so weird and like haunting. And I've been hooked ever since. Her genre bending style incorporates electronic music, experimental pop, and avant pop, or whatever that is. And her music is mostly inspired by womanhood, identity, and motherhood. So that mix of Sevdaliza and Eliana is pretty cool. The song we're about to listen to is called Good Torture. Let's give it a listen, and I'll be back with your request. This was Sevdaliza and Eliana, Good Torture. And this is not the Noah Show.
This is not the Noah Show.
Thank you for sending in your requests. I've already gotten two, and I think there's another one coming in. I will make sure to play this. Thank you. Shout out to Ren. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Mona. Thank you for tuning in. And shout out to Ali. Thank you for tuning in. And there's a secret someone else who I don't know who they are, but I see the number of people tuning in, and I know some of you are hiding in there. Please come out of your hiding and DM us at on Instagram at Falafel Frequencies. Okay, this is the first song request, Amudu by Sara and Ismail. This was requested by Mona. This was Amudu by Sara and Ismail. Thank you, Mona, for requesting this. I'm playing requests in the order they've come in, so please just hang on if your song hasn't played yet. If you are wondering how do I request a song, please go to our Instagram at Falafel Frequencies and send us a message. Just send us a message of the song that you'd like us to play. Okay, the next song is called Diga by Saint Levant. Sorry, I've been reading as I am speaking, so. This song goes out to Rand. And it is Saint Levant and MC Abdul Dira. This is Mashari Inta Hayati, and the song right before it was Dira by Saint Levant and MC Abdul. Thank you again for asking for the Saint Levant song, and thank you, Ali, for requesting the Masari song. The next song no one has requested, however, I will be playing it. It's called Show Me How You Depke. We have about 9 minutes left in today's episode, so let me know if you have any other song requests. We're gonna listen to Show Me How You Depke. This is Show Me How You Depke, and you're listening to It's Not the Noah Show.
This is
not
the Noah Show.
All right. We are approaching the end of the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And I just want to say quickly that our hybrid identities, as per today's topic, will... I want to quickly highlight the story that we received on Instagram. I won't say who it is, just so we protect everyone's identities, but basically, she was saying that until 2 weeks ago, she was the only non-white person on a team of 8 at her company. And honestly, up until October 7th, she was like, I guess this is it. Which is something I've experienced as well living in Canada, which is you're just surrounded by people who don't really understand your culture. They don't really know where you're coming from, proverbially, not geographically. and you just gotta always like either explain yourself or give up and just code switch. She said, but since October 7th, she's been hyper aware of these things, and she feels like more than ever, asserting and reclaiming her identity is an important part of resistance, both in and outside of work, which is something I completely support here, and I'm pretty sure most of our listeners, if not all, also support this. So on that note, I'd like to quickly say that our hybrid identities, no matter where we come from, geographically or proverbially, culturally or any other, I think, I don't know how to say this diplomatically, but on Falafel Frequencies, we support Palestine and Palestinian voices, and so I've prepared a song to end with that is Palestinian, but I want to quickly say that we're still seeing horrible videos on social media. We've seen somewhat performative ceasefire from the UN, request in the UN for a ceasefire. I don't even know if it's going to happen, but it's only for the remaining 2 weeks of Ramadan, so that's a big concern for a lot of Palestinians who are wondering what would happen after. And they kind of know the answer, and we all kind of know the answer, but we're hoping that we're wrong. But anyway, I want to quickly say that all of this aside, all of this talk on Falafel Frequencies, honestly, doesn't really amount to anything if we're not raising awareness for Palestine and Palestinians. And it is one of the very little things we can do. What you're hearing right now, this sound, is the cat trying to come into my room. So I know I said I'm a professional journalist, but cats always are going to win. But anyway, not to get sidetracked, I'm so sorry. I just want to say there's so much we can do for Palestine, and the least of it is being an avenue where Palestinians can have a voice. So if you're listening and you're Palestinian, please do share your stories. We will absolutely share them on air, and we will do our best to provide the space for you and to tell the stories or highlight your voices. Thank you so much for everyone who tuned in. I'm gonna play one more song before I sign off. This is When Tables Will Turn by Teges Suleiman, who's also a Palestinian artist. This is the final song of tonight's show. Teges Suleiman, When Tables Will Turn. This was When Tables Will Turn by Teges Suleiman. Thank you for everyone who has tuned in. All right, this was, it's not the Noah Show. I appreciate you taking the time to spend your night with us, spend this last hour with us. This is Falafel Frequencies. I'll see you guys hopefully next week. We're going to be releasing our schedule as we go until we have our hard launch. For the soft launch, it's going to be based on announcements on our social media. I mean, just talking about Palestine, it honestly really gets to me. And this is the first world problem of the Palestinian issue. So maybe next week we're going to talk about wellness when it comes to what's happening in Palestine, how to take care of yourself and how to contribute and help. Thanks to everyone who's sent us their song requests. Thank you for tuning in. If you don't already, please follow us on social media at Falafel Frequencies or on Twitter at Fel Frequencies. Thank you for talking to us about your hybrid Arab identities. I appreciate sharing your stories. And here's to a world where the Swana diaspora has a voice.
This is not
not
the Noah Show.